This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. This Day in Sports History. Hey, and welcome to This Dish, which is short for This Day in Sports History. And let's have some fun today. It's April 25th, and on this day in 1978, the Philly Fanatic made his debut. The Philly Fanatic is one of the most recognizable and beloved mascots, and this was the day he was introduced to Philly fans. Now, the Phillies actually had a pair of mascots already, Phil and Phyllis, which was a brother and sister team that looked like oversized dolls in colonial clothing. But their heads were large, and they weren't really able to do much more than walk around. So the Phillies organization wanted something a little bit different, and they approached the guy who had become synonymous with big, furry creatures, Jim Henson. But Henson wasn't really a designer, so instead he pointed them to Bonnie Erickson, who had done a lot of work for Henson with the Muppets and on Sesame Street. And you will undoubtedly be familiar with some of her earlier work. She designed and built Miss Piggy, as well as Waldorf and Statler, you know, the two old heckler guys who sit in the box and criticize. Well, Bonnie and her husband Wade agreed and started working on a design, and Bonnie drew inspiration from a slogan that she saw on a poster in the Philly's PR office, which said, "Philly, be a Philly fanatic," along with a megaphone. Now, the megaphone was the inspiration for the long snout, and her idea was that no matter who wore it, simply walking around in it would look funny. So Bonnie designed a completely fantasy animal that we know today with the green, furry, pear-shaped body. Oh, and it had a backstory like all of the other Muppet characters. The Fanatic evolved in the Galapagos and grew to be a huge baseball fanatic. On this day, instead of a big rollout debut, announced in advance, the Phillies decided to just let him walk out, unannounced, and start walking around. And the laughs started almost immediately, which was a heavenly sound to the Ericksons and the Phillies' front office. The first day was a huge success, and bonus, the Phillies beat the Chicago Cubs 7-0. The person inside the suit has changed over the years. Dave Raymond was the one inside on this day, and he wore it for 15 years. And since the mid-90s, Tom Burgoyne has been the main guy inside the bright green outfit. There are also three others who help make as many as 800 gigs a year. The Fanatic looked the same for 42 years, until a lawsuit was filed by the Ericksons in 2018, and there were some minor alterations made by the Phillies to get around the lawsuit, but eventually the suit was settled in 2021, allowing the team to go back to the original design that was rolled out on this day in 1978. Oh, and Phil and Phyllis, they were retired in 1979. Let's keep it going with another fun story. This one happened on this day in 1962 when a player was traded for himself. His name was Harry Cheedy. Cheedy was a catcher with Cleveland, and on this day, he was sent to the New York Mets for the infamous player to be named later. Yeah, you can see where this is going. Cheedy played 15 games for the Mets, hit below the Mendoza line in that span, and then the Mets decided that the player to be named later would be Cheedy, who was sent back to Cleveland, becoming the first player to ever be traded for himself. Since then, it's happened another three times. John McDonald was the most recent player to be traded for himself back in 2005. In 2003, Mo Cheeks won Good Human of the Day honors when he stepped in to assist the national anthem singer finish the song when she started to falter. It was Game 3 of the first-round playoff series between Portland and Dallas. 13-year-old Natalie Gilbert had won a contest for the opportunity to sing the national anthem prior to the game. After singing "What So Proudly We Hailed," she got mixed up on the lyrics, and things went south in a hurry. After about a 10-second pause, Trailblazers coach Mo Cheeks walked over, put his arm around her shoulder, gave her encouragement to get going again, and then started singing with her. Fans soon joined in and started singing along as well, and they were both able to get to the end. Gilbert was incredibly grateful afterwards, saying, "He totally saved me. I couldn't even remember the words. I tried to start over again, but the words wouldn't come. I was walking off afterward, and he said to me, 'Don't worry, kid. Everyone has a bad game once in a while.'" For Mo Cheeks, who dished out nearly 7,400 assists in his NBA career, this may have been his best one. Now, if he could have assisted his team that night, maybe things would have gone a little bit better for them, too. The Blazers lost 115-103. Also on this day in 2016, Tom Brady's 4-game suspension for Deflategate was reinstated by the Second U.S. Court of Appeals. And in 1950, Chuck Cooper became the first black athlete drafted into the NBA, selected by the Boston Celtics with the 14th pick. And time now for today's non-sports fun fact. There's a company by the name of Fulcrum Bioenergy located in Reno, Nevada, that turns household garbage into jet fuel. That's all I've got for you today. I'll have more tomorrow on This Day in Sports History. This has been an original Thrive Suite production.
Hey there, sports history fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all 6 of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You got to go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.